Welcome to the Cassie Sobelton Show. This is a podcast focused on mind, body, and spirit wellness. I'm your host, Cassie Sobelton, a best-selling author, speaker, and wellness expert. You can find me online at CassieSobelton.com. Each week, we'll dive into a different wellness topic with a focus on teaching you how to achieve wellness realistically. No lofty goals, no over-the-top crazy diets. This is wellness for the real world. Just practical, easy suggestions and ways to improve your life. Thank you for listening. Now onto the show.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus, EOU. Ooh, ooh, I leave it all.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Cassie Sobelton Show. I'm here with TC. And yes, that's one word, TC, like Eminem. It's just the first
like my
name
initials,
here.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Okay. I rode an elephant in Thailand named TJ.
He's probably my cousin.
It was a she.
Oh, well, we don't talk much, so that's why I didn't know.
Nice. We already hear in TC, but a little background on TC. He used to struggle with chronic anxiety back in his early 20s, so maybe like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not wanting to be put on medication, he began to travel to find himself, speaking of Thailand, huh?
Yeah.
And to find a cure for his ails. He stumbled upon the sacred art of Reiki, massage, and meditation, and was able to erase the dreaded anxiety that had plagued his life for far too long. It had such a profound impact on him that he made it his life's work to help others and teach other people how to conquer their own obstacles. He created Body Shop Relaxation to take people on a journey of the heart, the body, and the mind. TC is a seasoned body worker, Reiki healer, adventurer, and relaxation expert. We're going to get along. I like this.
That sounds so professional. The writers do a heck of a good job when making those bios, don't they?
They certainly do. He's traveled the globe and is now here to teach you techniques of relaxation that can be used to reduce anxiety and stress. It's great for people who suffer from anxiety-related issues and illnesses. TC says, take control of your life today. You can do it.
Absolutely. That's my midnight pitch.
You can see that
on every infomercial.
That's
going to totally be my thing.
That's true. I like it. What infomercial are you on these days?
I have to come up with
the
one.
TC
if you know any good
shop.
Producers, yeah, they can come up with a couple good ones for me.
Since we're on that topic, this is your website, right? TCBodyShop.com.
That's it.
So do you fix cars?
No.
No,
I cannot
fix people.
I can barely change my own oil. That's
that
how pathetically bad it is.
Don't admit that.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm going to admit it. I got no shame in my game. So
I can't change oil. I can't even change a tire. My dad told me I should learn how to do that. And I'm like, why? I have AAA. Actually, he's bought me AAA.
Well, the new cars are so complicated. It's not like the old cars, like from the 90s. That's
right?
How I'm saying old cars.
Right.
But yeah, you could roll on there, change oil, take you no problem. Now everything's all compact. You gotta.
Is it?
That's why they
I
do it.
Know.
So you have to take it to a shop.
That's like, smart, actually, on
it's like
their
part
behalf.
Of the scheme.
I get people sick so I can heal them.
Yeah, that's also a good idea.
I do not. Just kidding. But seriously, okay, tell me a little bit about your travel, because I'm a travel junkie, and I learned a lot about myself, a lot about life, a lot about health, a lot about everything, and all my travels. Sounds like you have as well.
Yeah. As far as traveling, man, like, where have I not been? You know, Southeast Asia is real big, kind of comes to mind.
That's where you have not been?
That's where I have been.
Okay.
I've been all over the place.
So where? Where in Southeast Asia?
Thailand.
I'm in love with Thailand,
Vietnam,
by the way.
Of course, been through China, Japan, kind of that whole area.
Okay. For how long? I mean, was this an extended
just sporadic
trip?
No, I'm not big on... I'm a little stir crazy. I don't like to go for real extended periods. Like, I'll go for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Maybe 3 weeks, maybe a month if I'm getting kind of crazy.
Yeah. Me
but,
too.
But yeah.
I think that's extended.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. I guess it is.
I mean, most people are like, did you go for a week? No.
Well, when once you're there,
oh, yeah,
it doesn't
24
seem
hours
like
there?
A month. It's kind of, you know, you're kind of like, well, God, it's already over and I wish I had done more. And then you're back to reality, I guess.
That's right. So did you study Thai massage while there?
I did. Of course I did.
I love Thai massage.
I was in Phuket, however people say it. I was doing Muay Thai there at Tiger Academy, and then I was also doing the massage because I was getting massages every time after training sessions.
Yep.
Because it was kind of brutal, and it was just, you know, a way to relax, and I was kind of like, well, you know what? Let's make the best of my time here and learn as many things as I can. to make it worthwhile, really immerse myself in the whole experience.
So do you speak Thai or did you find someone teaching it in English?
Heck no, I don't speak Thai.
It's tough, huh?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, there's some things that you kind of can pick up on a little bit. And you can tell by mannerisms. So people that may be afraid to travel because, oh, God, I don't know. Mannerisms.
Right.
And you got Google and stuff.
I mean, come like 80% of communication is unspoken.
Absolutely.
Like language isn't that big of a barrier.
And people will show you, you know, they know you don't speak the language. Right. And they'll kind of gesture and make it easy for you. So
it's not like France.
Yeah. It's not like France where they're snobby. You start speaking English,
just mean to you
dirty,
if you're speaking
looks.
English. No, they actually are really excited to have an American there.
Right.
You know, they're used to, if anything, Australians. You know, so, but they really enjoy having white people there too, which I find funny. I was in these remote little villages, and there was this time when this little girl like ran up to me and touched me and ran away.
Right.
I mean, she had never seen a white person, let alone a 5'10" woman who's white. You know, she didn't even know what to do with that.
Absolutely. The kids love it because it's unique. The adults love it because they're like, man, money.
Right. That's true.
We got money coming through here.
Exactly. They're definitely investing.
Absolutely. But it's very cool, like, you know, if you get a chance to travel, especially, I don't want to say third world, but you get away from a lot of the, you know, social media, the riffraff, the day-to-day grind where, you know, you and me and probably like everybody else check our phone like 2,000 times.
Speak for yourself, TC.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Do you not check your phone?
Not a million times.
Oh, dude, I check it all the time.
Do you really?
All the time.
I'm pretty good about it, actually. Are you? You should go on a digital detox.
That's
I can help you with that.
That's what people have told me. I don't know if I could do it. I'd be like the guy
that's
trying
true,
to escape from
detox. That's true,
because
when I sent you a message, you got it really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like immediate. I got a phone call.
I don't mess
call.
Around.
Yeah,
it's
good.
As soon as something comes through.
Actually, I'm very good about when I get messages, I immediately call people. I don't like going back and forth, text message or emails or whatever. I just pick up the phone and call people.
Yeah, but you know, as you know, the pace slows down once you get out.
Yeah.
And then it can be good or bad. You know, if you got a lot of bad I'm going to keep it clean on this show. If you got a lot of bad stuff in your head, that can you may have like a little bit of a problem to begin with because you are going to be alone with your thoughts.
Yep.
And if you're not comfortable with that, it can be kind of shaky.
Right. But especially if you've been hiding behind your phone and a lot of technology and stimulation and distraction.
People do. People, it's like an escape. You know, people used to drink all the time, escape. Now people just escape, you know, using
their
digital
both.
Device. Yeah, they definitely do both, but I was trying to give some people some benefit of the doubt, but you know who you are.
I was a big drinker to escape for a long time in my life. Luckily, I'm not doing that anymore. I actually stopped drinking end of last year.
Oh, congratulations.
No, I'm not done forever.
Oh,
I mean, I just kind of was like, let's see what it feels like to be sober for a year. I just want to feel that, and if it's and honestly, I love it. Like,
yeah.
I didn't realize how much I'd love it. I thought I'd miss it a lot. I don't. I could care less.
Most people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really surprising.
Most people cut it out don't.
Yeah.
I don't drink at all.
No?
No.
Well,
I just never got into it.
We're in the same camp.
We're in the same camp.
For a while at least.
For a little while.
I got your back till 2017. And then I'll reassess.
The wagon goes off.
Yeah, I'm going to be a big drunk on the side of the road.
What's that lush over there?
Remember that Cassie Sobelton? How awesome she was?
Now
look at her. She's a mess. I'll be the poster child for not drinking. Let's hope not. All right, back to seriousness. But relaxation. So what did you learn on all your travels about relaxation? How did this happen to you?
To be honest with you, the biggest component of relaxation, yes, you can meditate, and that's good. And you can slow things down by escaping, again, getting rid of the digital stuff, clearing your head of all, like, the baloney that's in there. But there's some things that people kind of fail to do that are pretty basic when you get down to it. And one thing is kind of ridding your life of excess garbage. Bills, clothes, you know, there's like a bunch of stuff that I just got rid of, a ton of stuff. And you'd just be surprised how just by streamlining it, not to say that you got to live like a total hippie, because you don't have to.
I'm a hippie. Self-proclaimed.
Proud of it. Hippie.
Yep, I'm okay with it. But I have a lot of shoes.
See,
do not make me get rid of my shoes.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
But it's my
you're
thing.
Breaching
but
the hippie wall there if you get too many.
True, but here's the point. Everything else is very hippie-ish, you know? And if I know and if the listeners, they know the one thing that is their thing. They don't want to get rid of their shoes. They don't want to get rid of their hoodies. I don't know. What is it, you know?
Everybody's got a thing for
sure.
Yeah,
and it's fine, but as long as you can get the rest of that out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the clothes thing.
Yeah, kind of minimizing it. You know, for me, it was kind of minimizing and streamlining work, finances. You know, I was like everybody else. I had a regular 9-to-5 job. Didn't hate it, but wasn't like really my forte. And I just really didn't want to, truth be told, the reason I started all that, I really didn't want to work anymore. I was kind of like, you know what? I'm done. I'm checking out. I got to figure out a way to create something that allows me to do all the stuff I want to do and eliminate all the stuff that I don't want to do, which you can't do all of it because that's not possible. But minimizing things like finances, streamlining businesses, kind of having each thing complement another, like a good chess game, those kind of help reduce all the stressors that you're thinking about on a daily basis. So like, God, I got to do this, and this bill's due this time. And it's little things like that that I teach people, like things as simple as, you know, arranging things to where all your bills are paid on one particular day, as opposed to always having to worry, oh, got my cell phone this day, I got rent this day, I got that's a huge stress component, and it's something that people don't think about.
So it's getting organized.
Getting organized. In an organized life is typically a more stress-free life.
Right.
The second part of it is having people around you that kind of can support your ideas. There's a lot of people that are in, whether it's relationships, you know, negativity or friendships, negativity, and they kind of bring that into all being stress. And a lot of it is they've always done it a certain way or they've always been friends with this person, but they're not necessarily friends now.
Right.
They were friends then. And they're still kind of holding on to that kind of, you know, and that creates a lot of stress.
Right.
Also, allowing yourself to be kind of open and relaxed by other people. That's probably the one thing I learned the biggest overseas. Here in the States, when it comes to, like, massage, when it comes to kind of, like, just relaxation, there's kind of, like, a weird connotation to it. Even to this day. People in other countries are more accepting of people, like, working on them kind of thing. Here, like, you'd be hard-pressed to, like, get some guy to lay on a table and get some dude to, like, work on his legs. Like, most guys will be like, oh, I don't want some dude touching me kind of thing.
I want a woman.
I want a woman doing it. And it, like, creates, like, a weird dynamic. And there's, like, a weird sexual tension dynamic that goes on.
Well, do you think that has to do really at the end of the day about their problems in their head with their own sexuality?
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. And it's just people that are not secure with themselves always are, like, thinking about these weird things that are going on. And like
projecting their stuff onto the masseuse.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's actually one of the biggest like issues that you get. And talk to anyone who's a massage therapist. It comes up all the time. It's something that nobody ever talks about because they're like, if you ask a massage therapist how many guys come in and ask for extra stuff, you would be stunned by the number.
Really?
It is unbelievably a large percentage.
In America, not Thailand.
In America, yeah.
Because it's the first thing everyone asked me when I came back from Thailand. Did you get massages? And I said, every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, because by the way, they're $7 an hour.
Yeah,
that's
how
on
can
the
you
high
beat
end,
that?
Right? And they're the most amazing massages. And
they try,
like 90% of them would say, did you get a happy ending? And I'm like, no, I did. What are you talking about? Like, no, of course I didn't. They stretched me and they massaged me. No.
Yeah.
Like, but it's everyone's first place their head goes.
That's exactly where
but
it goes.
But it's known for it. Thai massage is known for that, right?
But so is
did that
every
happen to you in
place.
Thailand? Because nobody offered me anything. I almost started.
I got propositioned
really?
A couple times. You're a chick, though. Like, chicks are not,
I feel like
not
maybe I wasn't
you.
Attractive there or something.
They're not going to. It's too taboo. You
Do
know
you
what
think?
I'm saying?
Yeah. I was wondering if they did it to women or, you know, like if they even offered it or if it was just me.
It's
like
it's
not the weird big white girl.
It certainly is offered. I don't know how much to women. So funny because there's a crazy story that came out of New York. There's like this guy called like the doctor in New York that women apparently go to for their happy ending. It's like a whole thing.
Huh.
So
I wonder what.
So I was like, wow, like this guy is killing
over
it over there. Yeah, make a trip to New York.
That's funny. Okay, so back to this. So the massage, the relaxation.
Yep.
That was number three.
Yep. Kind of getting comfortable with being with other people and allowing other people to relax you and kind of
right. getting vulnerable and open.
Absolutely. And that's really the biggest part to beating anxiety and things like that is the vulnerability. Mm-hmm. Most people who have an issue with anxiety, most of the anxiety is built into not letting other people know that they have the anxiety to begin with.
Right.
So, you know, was a very popular complaint I get from people is, yeah, I've got this issue with anxiety and I have to take a plane ride to California. I'm worried I'm going to freak out on this plane and I don't want people to know that I'm tripping out on here and that, you know, maybe I should take some of these medicine, you know, some pills to zonk me out.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. However, it's not going to get to the root cause of it. If anything, it will make your anxiety worse because now you've got that as a dependent crutch.
Right.
And you're going to freak out if you don't have those medications. So if you don't have them available to you, your anxiety is going to be 10 times worse because you're going to be like, you know what? I don't have my fallback
plan. Now you have your anxiety, and then you don't have your Band-Aid, and now it's even worse.
And it just ends up like kind of snowballing until eventually, you know, like they say, something has to give at some point. You can't just keep covering up a wound and think that it's going to eventually get better. You know, you got to make some moves to dig deep and figure out why, you know, why you're feeling this way. And a lot of times there may not be a particular reason, you know, that you can trace back to. I know there's a bunch of psychiatrists that are going to listen to this and say, you know, oh, this guy, you know, this guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
I have a lot of psychiatrists that are viewers, yeah. Listeners.
I don't doubt
that's a joke.
That's a joke. I
don't
know.
I can't imagine they think I'm sane or want to partake in anything I'm saying. But that's okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
We all could be wrong. It just I'm
sure we're all very wrong.
I'm just speaking from personal experience and people that I've worked with. And a lot of times, like the psychiatric approach will be, you know, let's find the root cause of this problem and find out, you know, oh, this person did this or this person did that. Yeah, but is that really gonna subside, you know, the feelings and kind of thing? Yeah, you know, you can confront it, but will it really make it better? And what we found is basically one surefire way that is kind of a psychiatric therapy is like immersion therapy, just putting people in a spot of distress and just making them deal with it.
Right.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide kind of thing. You're just going to have to do it. For me, it was stand-up comedy. For me, it was nice. Getting in front of the stage, stone sober, and trying to make people laugh.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely terrifying.
Where'd you do this?
You know, I did a couple at Ridley's, a couple of Joey's, you know, open mic things.
Okay.
I am not a professional by any stretch of the imagination. I'm an open micer at best. You know, I regurgitate the same crap over and over again. I'm not the heck of a writer either, you know. It's kind of like, you know, writing to me is a huge pain. I tried to do a blog once. It didn't go well. Yeah, I felt like I should be writing, but it's not really my thing. But getting people to do things that they're uncomfortable with doing, whatever the case is. You know, another thing for me was, you know, flying, you know, becoming a pilot.
Are you a pilot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So doing those things and getting out there and like doing things that you don't think are really a good idea or safe to do. Not to say you should be reckless, but, you know, take calculated risks and do them in such a way that forces you to go through the whole experience kind of thing.
So I know that you have about 5 centers. I believe they're all in Michigan.
Yeah.
What is it you do at these centers and where are they?
We do Reiki healing.
Which is what, for those that might not know?
For people that don't know, again, I'm going to probably catch flack from people that are like big Reiki people. There's a lot. I compare it to like psychics. There's a lot of tomfoolery that goes on with Reiki healing. Traditionally, we're talking about it's really a Japanese art form of relaxing. You know, using a little bit of acupressure, using a little bit of massage technique, using a lot of hand positions and stuff like that on the body designed to kind of calm the mind and the body down. A lot of people will get into like energy and things like that, and it's very slippery slope before you start going down a road to like, ooh.
right.
I'm a realist, you know. I'm more of a evidence-based person as opposed to, yes, I do believe people have good, positive energy. Do I believe that you can manipulate energy waving your hands in the air? Yeah, not so sure that that's actually something that's happening. So we use kind of a blend of technique, of the Reiki technique, which is kind of an energy thing. But we also do acupressure, and we also do a lot of things like that too. Our locations, we have Northline and Telegraph in Taylor. We have Ford and Canton Center in Canton. We have Farmington Hills, which is the 14 and Orchard Lake. And we just signed on a place over in Waterford on Dixie Highway. Am I forgetting one? Probably.
Royal Oak,
6 in Washington, right above Pronto. You can't beat that. Denise Rowe will take good care of you.
And how does someone get an appointment? Do they call? Can they book
They can
it
go on the website. They can go on the website and basically book a time. Then just shoot an email as to which location. It's all by appointment only. We don't take walk-ins or anything like that. We don't have the space for people to be chilling in a waiting room or anything.
Okay.
But yeah, that's basically where they can go to check it out.
That's awesome. And so we have to wrap it up pretty soon here. But if you could give someone three top tips for relaxation, I know you talked about these four or five areas that you're talking about, but something that they could implement today, right now, what would it be?
They can implement today,
Watch
right now.
Put you on the spot.
If they got a partner, dude, cuddle with your partner, watch TV, caress each other. That's what 90% of the relaxation game is, finding people you're comfortable with and being vulnerable. Two, go out, do something you haven't done before.
What if they don't have a partner?
They don't have a partner?
Can they find a random?
Dude, you find a random. Find a random. Find somebody that's going to just be with you. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to, like, be dedicated your life to this person, but someone in an equal position. They're out there, man.
Totally.
Match.com, it, Tinder it, swipe it right, swipe it left, whatever you got to do. And then force yourself to do something you're uncomfortable with doing. It can be as simple as, dude, if asking girls out is tripping you out, go to a bar and try to get 10 numbers. Make a fool out of yourself. You'll have a great time. Bring a wingman. It's hilarious.
That's great.
So do something difficult.
Any bars you suggest over others?
I don't know.
Because you're a big drinker.
Yeah, I'm such a big drinker.
Forget that one. Go ahead.
Yeah,
third
go to
one.
A hash bar. I don't know. Third one, you know, I would say, you know, do deep breathing when you're stressed out. Do deep breathing techniques. You can find a million of them online. That's probably the best way to actually physically lower your heart rate and put your head back into a good spot. Again, it works for a real, you know, if you're in a pinch, you can always deep breathe, visualize, and things like that to kind of calm down your physiology.
That's fantastic. Thank you, TC. This has been awesome, informational. You have some really great resources. TCBodyShop.com to book an appointment to find out more about what they do. Reiki, massage, whatever it might be. I think maybe even cuddling by the hour. I'm hearing this.
Yeah, if the police department's to let us do that, you're really
but
you're
no
sticky
happy
about
endings.
That. Yeah.
Yes, it's just cuddles, just to be clear. Anyways, thank you as always for tuning in. Have a happy, healthy, safe week, and I'll be back to see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Cassie Sobelton Show. I hope you heard at least one easy health upgrade on today's show that you can immediately implement into your life. Remember, over time, implementing small health upgrades will make a big difference in your health. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Cassie Sobelton. For more information or to hire me as a speaker or wellness consultant, please visit CassieSobelton.com. See you next week.